Good evening, everyone. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today we celebrate the great mystery of the Godhood, the Trinity. As Christians, we believe in one God, but that God exists in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And when we speak about each of the persons individually, we have a fairly clear idea of who they are. The Father is the Lord, the God of the Old Testament, who made himself known to Moses and Aaron and Abraham, who brought the Hebrew people out of the land of Egypt and gave them the law on Mount Sinai. The Son is the Logos, the Word of God, who is eternally begotten of the Father. He is sometimes referred to in the Old Testament, as in our first reading from the book of Proverbs, as the wisdom of God, who was with him from the beginning. And it was the Son who, for us men and for our salvation, was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary and became a human being. He was given the name Jesus and lived some 33 years in our world. He was crucified under Pontius Pilate, suffered, died, and was buried, and on the third day he arose again and ascended into heaven. The Holy Spirit is the Lord and giver of life. He too is sometimes referred to in the Old Testament. For example, in the beginning of Genesis, when the Spirit hovered over the waters before the creation of the world. Or in the book of Ezekiel, where the Spirit is seen in a vision, leaving the temple in Jerusalem. And of course, in the New Testament, it was the Spirit who came upon Mary at the Annunciation, and upon Jesus at his baptism, and upon the apostles at Pentecost. But while we can understand, at least in a basic way, the activities of the three persons as witnessed in our sacred scriptures, it is the relationship between them, and particularly how there can be three persons in one nature that we cannot explain or understand. And in fact, we will never fully understand the mystery of the Trinity, not in this life, and not even in the future life. In the kingdom of heaven, when, please God, we shall see him face to face and know him even as we now are known, the infinite love of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit will remain a mystery beyond the comprehension of any created being. But there are three basic points which I would offer for your consideration on this celebration. First, the Trinity is not a doctrine which we know by human reason or by natural theology. It is only known by revelation. It was foreshadowed in the Old Testament and is explicitly revealed by numerous references in the New Testament. And the doctrine remains a source of confusion to the adherents of the other major monotheistic religions, Judaism and Islam, precisely because they do not accept the New Testament as the revealed Word of God. Second, the method of negative theology, that it is easier to say what God is not than what God is especially appropriate to discussions of the Trinity. So we can say that the doctrine of the Trinity does not mean that there are three gods separate but equal, nor does it mean that there is one original God and two assistant gods who came along later. Nor again does it mean that there is only one real God who appears to us in different activities or roles. Such understandings of the Trinity have been firmly rejected by the ecumenical councils and the magisterium of the Church. Third, the doctrine of the Trinity does mean that our God is profoundly relational. Within the one God, there is a communion of persons which is marked by the total self-giving of absolute love. It is a love far beyond human or even angelic comprehension. But we can see some faint reflections of it in the great mysteries of creation, in the beauty of nature, in the creative love of man and woman. The Trinity is absolute love, the eternal dance of lover and beloved, always searching, always finding, ever ancient, ever new. And it is that absolute love which, as Dante said, moves the sun and all the other stars, that we are invited to share forever in the kingdom of heaven. Father, and of the Son,